really pleased with we implemented what we'd worked on the training ground and took it into the game, and it was a real team performance, and a lot of the individuals will get the plaudits for shining within the team framework.
What you say, I mean, it doesn't matter what formation you're playing, you know, plenty of people saying it was good, we looked attacking today, but yeah. When players all play to their potential, which they did today, that's what happens.
Yeah, no, you've got to play well with whatever system, whatever personnel we pick, you need players to play well, and I thought we had a lot of good performance today, players right at the top of the game, and you know, we had two because we'd seen these play Wednesday. Obviously, they're a terrific side and a very free scoring. And but I just thought we stuck to the game plan really well. We knew that they'd have possession in the middle of the pitch at times, but they're very cavalier and they leave gaps to be counter-attacked on. And the difference today was when we won the ball back, we got that first pass off and kept the ball and found spaces to exploit them.
And it's been our problem, hasn't it? The final ball and putting the ball in the back of the net. Everything clicked today.
Yeah, there was some excellent attacking play. You know, really probably his best game you know, since he's been back with us. But like I've been saying, you know, Reedy's now been back to his best in training. We've cleared up.
Is that why he played today?
Well, like I said, he'd had this problem with his knee, which he had an injection last week on the Monday. And I know Reedy better than anybody, and I know his mind has got to be free of any injury problems to perform at his best. And you know, now you know, you saw today how Cal Reed can play, and he was tremendous.
Yeah, and you've got to look at the team today. We were talking about who was man of the match. It's that difficult to pick out one player, isn't it? Because everybody performed well.
Yeah, like I said, it was a team performance, and the individuals shine within that. The desire to block shots and clear things off the line, like Stephen Darby did, and was tremendous. And you know, we knew we'd have to do that at times today. But the back four were excellent, and Ben, when called upon, you know, pulled off a couple of good saves.
Yeah, and James Hansen, two goals. He's had his, you know, his doubters this season. You've stuck with Big James because he does a great job for the team.
Yeah, I mean, I get onto James more than anybody, but it's only because I've got high expectations of him. And I had a good chat with him this morning about that. That, you know, if he plays 75%, 80%, he's probably just about good enough to still keep his place in the team, because, you know, he's an effective player. But I don't want him at 75%, 80%. I want him at his best. And when he does, he's absolutely unplayable like he was today. You know, he's one of the best centre forwards in the league. And that's two really good goals for him today. And, you know, just, you know, I'm pleased that, you know, he's got that. He's got the reward for a hard-working display.
What did you make of the new boy, Josh Cullen? He looks a tidy little player, doesn't he?
Well, I thought he was pivotal, really, because when we win the ball back, he never gave it away. I don't think he gave it away in the whole game. And that's so important when you play against a team like Peterborough, who, like I said, leave gaps to be exploited. That, you know, we were resolute in the shape of the team where they had the ball, but when we got it back, that composure from Evans and young Josh to get that first pass away was excellent.
Yeah, and you promised a response to the supporters. You said the team let them down. You let them down last week. Yeah. Is that the perfect answer to any criticism you've had this week?
Well, I think so. The 4-0 away.
We could have won 5-0, yeah, I guess.
4-0 is a pretty emphatic win. And you know, just important today that the performance level went up. And I think if you look Burton away, Peterborough away, you always want more. But 3 points is not bad return with two home games coming up. So yeah, listen, we're all disappointed. Like I always say, when we get beat, you know, we hurt as a group. The staff, you know, we, you know, take it personally, which is the right thing to do. But the way the staff have been this week, Steve Butts and Nick, Matty Barris and everybody, the way we've come together and worked out a solution to the problem, I think has been terrific. And I'm pleased for all the staff as much as the players and the supports.
Yeah, we've got a game on Tuesday as well. Obviously, you're going to assess things, but you know, we want to get things right at home now, don't we, and build on this.
Well, you're saying get things right at home.
We are getting things right, but we want to build on today, don't we? There's no point in winning here and losing Tuesday.
No, but
yeah,
there is a bit of misconception about our at home, because the record's been pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, so of course we want to build on it. We just said that to the lads, you know, enjoy this today because we've earned it. But we, you know, look after ourselves from now till Tuesday, do everything we can. And, you know, one player I haven't mentioned is Wes Thomas today. And I thought he put in a really good performance, but as I explained to all the press and all the supporters when he came in, you know, I didn't want to expose him too soon because he pulled his hamstring when Swindon did that early in the season. And, you know, he's here for the season, and I want to make sure that he's here for the season to play, not be on the treatment table. And, you know, we felt today was the right day to give him a crack at it. And he played today like I know he can. All my homework on him was that he suits playing with the target man.
Mm. And you saw looks a good partnership, didn't it?
You saw the runs he made, yeah. The runs he made today off big hands, I thought were excellent. And, you know, that was gives us great hope.
Yeah, and I've just I kind of mentioned it at the start, but it is funny, old game football, a week on how you can get one team playing like that. Obviously, different person, only made six changes today. Yeah. But football's a funny game, isn't
that's
it?
You know, it is. It happens not just for us, but other teams around the country. You know, you can play really poorly, but the thing is, you've got to make sure you don't put in another bad performance. You've got to look at the reasons why you didn't play well, and try and rectify them, and stick together as a club. And you know, that's what all the players and all the staff have done this week. And you know, it's been a great response, and the lads are absolutely delighted in that.
Yeah, be a happy Valentine's weekend, Phil.
It certainly
well
will.
Done, plenty
thank
of
you.
Love around for
cheers.
You today.
Thank you.
There you go, Phil Parkinson.